please welcome the Sacred Shaker.
Jason Beat.
Oh, love.
Jason Beek.
It's a kind of a lesser known Hank Williams song.
Reverend Gary Davis tune. I feel the same way about him. We put this song on our Sacred Shakers record a couple years back. And I'm going to tell a little tuning story, apparently.
Apologies, folks.
I like this song a lot. I've been playing it for many years. Sick of this song. It might be one of my very favorite gospel tunes. I think it was originally recorded in the, I want to say 1928. That's what I'm going to say.
And I remember 1928.
Someone check it. 29. It was recorded in 29. I'm sorry, I was way off. Way off. It's going to be the most in-tune version of this song you've ever heard. I tell you the title yet? So then how'd you know what year it was recorded?
It's got the album.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is called 12 Gates to the City.
Bottom line is gonna cut you down. about my work. They say that brother is gonna work. You may long knock on that door. That's all, brother, you will knock door before you get run on to. For a long time, for now.
And Beak and I are going to do the next one. So. Yay! This is George Jones' song. And believe it or not, it's actually a gospel song, too. You ready? This is called Tagging Along with Jesus.
Yeah.
mentioned, we, the Sacred Shakers, have an album out. I'm sure you know this already, but it's out on Signature Sounds. It's a local. And it just happens to be for sale here tonight at the, right there, whatever you call that, the foyer. The foyer. That's, just a little FYI. It's in the door place. And we're going to be, over there after the show if you want to come say hi, and that's where you can find us. Is everybody tuned up? All right. Who did this next song?
I know this song from a guy named Dwight Dillard. He's a banjo player. He's an old-time guy. He's still playing, and he's a preacher. But I think it's just an old traditional tune.
It's awesome. It's called Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down.
Thank you.
Cha-Cha on the upright bass. And Derek Royer singing and playing banjo.
We're going to sing one of my favorite bluegrass waltzes, I guess, by the Stanley Brothers. I first heard it, I think it's a while ago now, but it's just one of the most beautiful bluegrass waltzes I've heard. So it's an honor to sing with Elin. Here it goes. Thank you.
doing tonight, by the way? I'm all right. Sounds like most of you are doing pretty good.
How are you?
Oh, actually, I thought I was doing great. It's Friday night, right? Shouldn't we all be doing fantastic? Fantastically? Oh, you can get behind me on that? That's good. Get behind me. All right. Jason Beek's going to lead this next one. This is one of my favorites.
Tell me who's that riding down the revelator. Tell me who's that riding down the revelator.
lot of strings on this stage. They all have to be just so. Hey, I want to thank the Twang Busters for opening up for us. And one thanks, as always, to Jim for doing the sound for us. It's putting up with us. Always a treat to work with you. This next song was made popular by Porter Wagoner. This song is strangely often requested, but I usually really play this song with these guys, and I don't really get to play with these guys very often, so this is a very special treat for me tonight to be doing this here with them and with you. you guys. And hopefully everyone who's been asking for us to do this song over the years is here in this room tonight, and you'll be satisfied for a while. This is called Satisfied Mind.
Satisfied mind.
think the person who most requests that song is me. Hey. Every time we play it, I always ask for something.
And you're here. Yeah.
We're going to go on with a gospel tune. I'm really into the old Jubilee gospel. We all are. The old Jubilee quartets from like the 40s and 50s. Golden Gate, Silver Leaf. This is from the Swan Silvertones. They've done a version of this. This is in God's key, the key of G. And
kicked out of the band.
A version we're taking this from is a great version. You all got to go home after this. Well, not right away, because
no, we don't.
His version is better than mine. But in 1972, Ry Cooder did this with the great Bobby King, who is one of my favorite gospel singers of all time. So you can go home and look up Ry Cooder doing this song. Anyway, it's called I'm a Pilgrim. I'm a pilgrim. Oh, I'm a stranger. Traveling through this foreign land. I've got a home in your city. Where they don't lie.
Where they don't lie.
Who's in the man?
Who's in the man?
Oh, I'm a pilgrim. Oh, I'm a stranger. Traveling through this foreign land, I've got a home in your city.
Where they don't lie,
who's in the man's
hands?
Oh, I'm a pilgrim. Oh, I'm a stranger. Traveling through this foreign land, I've got a home. Sometimes when you're a pilgrim, you have to travel long distances. And in those distances, it's helpful if you have a lifeboat. It's true. And that lifeboat is going to be given to you right now. Right?
And into.
And into. The great Eric Roy.
So this one's, I'll dedicate this to Earl Scruggs.
One, two, three.
We have time for a couple more songs here before we have to call them out. As I say that, we get panicky about what they should be. Slaughtering people up here. Alright, this is a Lucinda Williams song going out by request.
I'm
much for joining us tonight. Thanks again to the Twang Busters for warming up the stage. Thanks to Neil for working the bar and putting up with us, and Jim, of course, on sound. And we hope that you'll come and say hello to us in the doorway place over there. And be good, be well, and we hope to see you down the road very soon. Jason's gonna take us out. Yeah. Working on a building.
Ooh, I'm working on a building.
Working on a building.
It's a true foundation.
It's a true foundation.
Bye.
a shipwreck. Probably the most famous shipwreck that there ever was. That's how I like to spend a Friday night, personally. Did you know that it's the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic? So parfait. Sorry, that was morbid, but people talk about it like it's something to celebrate, and they did the 3D Titanic. They re-released it in 3D to, I guess, to commemorate or make more money.
Exactly.
Either way, it's a pretty special thing. So, tell the story, Craig, of the Titanic.
Well, there's this really big boat.
No, in the song.
Oh,
just
right.
Sing the song.
God moves on the water, April the 14th day. Oh, God moves on the water, everybody has to run and pray. Oh, God moves on the water, April the 14th day. Oh, God moves on the water, everybody has to run and pray. Oh, God, Stanley left Southampton. Long live sporting games. When they struck that iceberg, oh, their mind was dreamed. Oh, God, moves on the water. April the 14th day. Oh, God, moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. Oh, their mothers told their daughters, all the prisoners trip to make gold. Oh,